Highgate Heights principal Gal Irving White led students in a cheer as they marched toward their school building on Highgate and Orleans Street. Students, parents, and grandparents participated in National Walk to School Day. Principal Irving White tells WBFO News it was a chance to test out the new walking school bus concepts.
So we decided that we're going to come up with what we call the walking school bus, and we're going to have staff members point at specific intersections, and they're going to meet our students and walk with them to school.
Highgate Heights is a Buffalo Promise neighborhood school and one of the district's community schools. Chief of Strategic Alignment and Innovation, Dr. David Mauricio, tells WBFO News the walking school bus officially begins at City Elementary Schools October 18th, allowing students who live nearby to walk to school safely.
What we're trying to do is build that strong community, and what we found is that when the parents are engaged from the beginning of the school day and the end of the school day, it really builds. Neighbors will come out and make sure that the walkways are safe. We saw some branches that were hanging over, not as safe as we want it to be, but what it does is it makes us all think about how do we make this a safer walk.
School Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash and Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown met students at various street corners, joining them on the walk to school Wednesday morning. The mayor is in support of children walking to a neighborhood school.
I remember when I was in elementary school, I used to walk to school with my little sister and my grandfather, and it was a great time to bond with our granddad, for my sister and I to bond, to walk with other children.
The school walk helps promote attendance, health, and family engagement. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.